one more time.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Lord, for always giving me what I needed. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The month of July, we're executing wisdom with a proverb a day. Today being July 13th, we will focus on Proverbs 13. Please remember to tune into Beloved Ministries Facebook or YouTube pages tonight at 7 p.m. for the reading of the entire chapter 13. Proverbs 13 is a collection of 25 wisdom sayings or instructions or directions for the reader. The scripture for this morning is verse 20. So that's Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. The New Living Translation reads, "Walk with the wise and become wiser. Associate with fools and get in trouble." Amen. Again, that's walk with the wise and become wiser. Associate with fools and get in trouble. What do you do when you need advice? Who do you ask for help? Most people turn to their friends because they usually agree with them. However, your friends may not be able to help you in difficult situations. The Bible suggests seeking out older people who are wiser and have more experience. I remember a few years back, I was part of a debt group led by our very own Dr. D and our teacher, Laura, and the requirements of the group was very difficult. You had to be disciplined and transparent. After listening to the testimony of the women, and they had all clear plans to where they were headed, I remember being so grateful to being surrounded by such positive inspiration. In the end, everyone in the group was debt-free and in the places they wanted to be. Hallelujah. On the opposite side, associate with fools, and that could get you in trouble. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and everlasting God, thank you. The first thing I want to say is just thank you. Thank you for your love and sacrifice for us, O Lord. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and giving us another chance, O Lord. Thank you for the new mercies of today. Thank you that we get another chance, Lord God, to just say thank you, lift your name in praise, Lord God. Thank you for watching over us last night and waking us up early this morning, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving our sins, O Lord. Thank you for bestowing wisdom in us, O Lord. Thank you for allowing us room for correction, Lord God. Thank you that we have the opportunity to, you know, correct bad choices, O Lord. We give you all the praise and all the honor. There is none like you, O Lord. None who knows us as intimately as you do. And none who wants the best for us, Lord God. So we thank you. We love you, O Lord. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for these proverbs that we are reading, Lord God, your wisdom books, your instructions, Lord God. We thank you that you left us directions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your blueprint, Lord God, that was the beginning, Lord God, your word, Lord God. In the beginning, Lord God, it was your word. And in James 1 and 5, it says, if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So thank you for allowing us to ask for the gift of wisdom, Lord God. Teach us to make the right decisions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God. We lift you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you. Bless all of those who are on this line this morning, Lord God, that wakes up eager, Lord God, to hear what you have to say, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you from our prayer list this morning, Lord God. Our very own Reverend D asks us to continue to pray for Reverend Denise's health, Lord God. We pray for good health, Lord God. We pray for a good health report for Reverend Denise, Lord God. You know all about her, Lord God. We ask that you send healing or just a good report, Lord God. Make everything well, Lord God. Everything work the way it's supposed to be, that levels are where they are, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Reverend Denise, Lord God. We pray that she has good health, Lord God. We are also, while we're asking, Lord God, for health this morning seems to be the theme, Lord God. We ask our sister Jamie, Lord God, asks us to pray for Andre Jackson and his continued healing, Lord God. We pray for strength and healing for him. He has a long road ahead of him, Lord God, but we know you are in control, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for what you have done thus far for Andre's life, Lord God. We thank you for keeping him thus far, Lord God, and we know that he will make, and we thank you in advance because he will make a full recovery, Lord God. So we lift up Andre Jackson, Lord God, his team of doctors, Lord God, his nurses and his caregivers, Lord God. We know it is not easy, Lord God. We thank you for his family that's around him, Lord God, his sister Sue and the others, Lord God. We thank you that we pray that they have strength, Lord God. It's not easy taking care of a loved one, Lord God, especially after months and months of the routine, Lord God. It's not easy, and it's people can get tired or lose hope, Lord God, but we pray against those things, Lord God, and we look for the light, Lord God, and we celebrate, and we look towards when he's moving and talking and on the road to recovery, Lord God. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We pray for the family. We ask that you give them strength to continue, Lord God, strength to go and visit and not get discouraged day after day if you don't see much change, Lord God. But we know that the hope lies in you, Lord God. So we thank you for Andre Jackson. We thank you for his sister Sue and his family and all of those that are surrounding him, Lord God, this morning. We also lift up our Tia's mother, Miss Sue, who is very ill at the moment, Lord God, and being admitted into the hospital, Lord God. We ask that you touch Miss Sue, Lord God. You know all about her, Lord God. You've pulled her through over and over, Lord God, and we thank you, and we are encouraged about this time, Lord God, and we know that she will be well, Lord God, so we thank you. We ask that you touch her body, Lord God. You know what she needs, Lord God. You know what she needs, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for her life and those that are around her, the doctors that know about her, Lord God, and the nurses. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for Tia and her brother, Lord God, and the family that's praying for her, Lord God, that's caring for her. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We pray for healing. We pray for continued healing over her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you. We thank you. We also continuing to pray for Dr. Deborah, who was in a car accident last week, Lord God. We lift up Dr. Deborah, Lord God. We pray that she is healing. She's continuing to heal, Lord God. We pray for her body, Lord God, that she is not in too much pain, Lord God, from her accident, Lord God. We pray against lasting damage, Lord God. We pray against herniated discs and pins and things that are in the knees or in the body, Lord God. We ask that you continue to heal her, Lord God. We thank you for sparing her life, Lord God. We lift up Dr. Deborah to you this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the power to heal and from your voice, Lord God, and, you know, the strength that you have to heal, Lord God. We just thank you that you are able to hear our prayers, know what's needed, Lord God, and heal, Lord God. This morning, we are lifting up families that are bereaved, Lord God. We lift up the family of Lindsey Graham this morning, Lord God, the senator who unexpectedly lost his life, Lord God. And we pray that the work that he was doing continues, Lord God. So we lift up the family of Lindsey Graham, Lord God. We lift up his colleagues and the political family that will continue the work that he started, Lord God, continue to work towards peace for the world, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for the life and the dedication that he gave towards the running of this country, or making sure that things are fair and in the communities in the state that he lived in, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for those people who give their time to help others, Lord God, time for our laws and the things that are going on in the country, in the world, Lord God. We thank those who have the people in mind, Lord God, who have what's best for the people and in the country so that we could live amongst each other, live peacefully, Lord God. We thank you and we lift them up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray for all of those. We pray for all of those in our own communities, Lord God. We pray against violence, Lord God. We pray for the family of the young man who was killed in Harlem during a basketball game, Lord God, during the game that he was playing in. We pray against violence, Lord God, in the summer, Lord God, where people can't even enjoy a game in the park, Lord God. We pray against violence, Lord God. Let the people be able to enjoy a day in the park, Lord God. Enjoy the summer vacation, Lord God. We pray against guns and fights and disorderly conduct, Lord God. Let us pray for peace, Lord God. Bring peace in the communities, Lord God. Let the children have activities where they can enjoy being children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for peace and organization, Lord God. Resolution, peaceful resolution in our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you. We pray for traveling mercies for those that are traveling this summer, Lord God, this month, Lord God. We pray for traveling mercies on the roads, Lord God. Pray against car accidents and plane delays, Lord God. We pray that people get where they are going safely, Lord God. We pray for good times with family, restful times on vacation, Lord God. We just thank you. It's a good time to be alive, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you that we have this opportunity, Lord God. We pray that everybody that's heading to work reaches there safely, Lord God, safety on the trains, and whether you're walking on the buses, the trains, wherever you go, we pray that you get there safely, Lord God. We pray you have a productive productive summer, Lord God. So we thank you. We pray for good weather that we're able to enjoy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And then we pray for all of those that continue the work during the summer, Lord God. We know it's hard and people tend to kind of slack off and, you know, or just have other activities. So we pray for our churches, Lord God. We pray for the attendance and participation, and we pray for the believers that they continue to seek you, Lord God, continue to worship you, Lord God, continue to support their churches, Lord God, during the summer months, Lord God. We pray for workers in the vineyard, Lord God. So we pray that those needing or seeking your word and your will, they find a church home, Lord God. We pray for people to continue to look towards you, Lord God, continue to seek wisdom from you, Lord God, and we pray for our teachers, our ministers, our pastors, Lord God, that continue your work. It's not easy, Lord God. It is especially when you work hard and you want people to receive what you have to say, Lord God. We pray that they do not get weary in well-doing, Lord God. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the help that is given to the church, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We lift all of these things, all of these blessings and prayers, we lift up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. We pray and we say amen, amen, amen. We thank you. We thank you, and we thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers, Lord God. So please send your prayer requests to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our website, the Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com. For all of our upcoming events, you could also add your prayer requests on our website, and we will get it. So we thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so that we all may greet one another.